Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. This week we are in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 1 through 3, and last time I was telling you about the context of this passage, especially verse 1. Let me get back to the text by putting it on our minds, as a lot has transpired since yesterday. I'm reading Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? As we learn, these questions are asked by a group of Jewish people who put their faith in Jesus Christ during a still future period of time called the Millennial Kingdom. This is the 1,000-year reign of Christ on this earth during what we call the end times. It is a sad reality that the Israelites, the Jews, God's very own people, have for the most part, or in the majority, rejected Jesus Christ as the Messiah. One sentence in John the Apostle's Gospel captures this tragic truth succinctly. John 1 verse 11 says, "He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him." By and large, the Jews alive at the time of Jesus' first coming rejected him. That is what Isaiah 53, verses 2 and 3 will predict. We will see that. And you may be listening to me right now, and you are Jewish. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is your Messiah? Do you believe he has come to save you and your people from your sins? Do you have faith in Christ? Are your sins forgiven? It is my sincere prayer, out of a heart of love for you, that I invite you to worship Jesus with me. He is Lord and Savior of the Gentiles, guys like me, and he is yours. Who has believed the message of Christ Jesus? I urge you to believe it. And if you would like to talk about this further, drop me an email today, would you? mark@godisministry.org. That's Mark with a K. So mark@godisministry.org. Or send me a letter, God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. These addresses will be repeated at the end, and I'll be happy to hear your comments, questions, objections, and criticisms. Really, I will. I hope you were with us last time. For context, it is crucial that you hear that, because I'm not going to repeat what was said now. You can go and grab the free podcast from my website, godisministry.org, and get caught up. To ease us into the Bible today, I want to pick up again in the book of Zechariah and show you the salvation from sin that God will graciously give to some number of Jews during Christ's 1,000-year reign on the earth. Listen as I read Zechariah 13, verse 1. This is Zechariah chapter 13, 1. In that day, a fountain will be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for impurity. In that day, what day? This is the day of the millennial kingdom of Christ on the earth. In that day, a fountain will be open. That is, the cleansing, living water of Christ will wash over the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, which are the Jewish people. To what purpose? For sin and impurity to be washed away. For salvation, for deliverance from sin. Let's drop down to Zechariah 13 and verse 9 and listen to God speak. This is Zechariah 13 verse 9. And I will bring the third part through the fire, refine them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people, and they will say, the Lord is my God. So not every single Jew will be saved during the millennium. Some will still reject Christ, but one-third will believe in him. The fire through which they are refined is the Great Tribulation, as we discussed last time. And this remnant, this one-third, will do what? They will call on God's name, and God will answer them. And notice these Israelites will say, "The Lord is my God." God has always had, God does have, and God will have a plan for his people, the Jews. And the reason we need to know about this remnant of Jews who will believe in Christ as Messiah during the millennium is because these are the people who will speak the words of Isaiah 53, verse 1, "Who has believed our message?" And when they ask, "Who has believed our message?" it is important we understand what is meant by this. Usually, when we read the phrase, "our message," we mean the speaker's message. If you are a part of a group of people with a message and you're out there on the street corner proclaiming it, then you and your friends will say, "That is our message." And if you are wondering if the people listening agree with you, then you too can ask, "Who has believed our message?" But in Isaiah 53:1, this is about the hearer's message. The "our message" was the message that Jesus Christ is Messiah given to the Jewish people. "Who has believed our message" means, did we, the Jews, believe the message given to us? Did we believe Christ is the one and only Messiah at the time of Christ's first coming? And the answer is no. Very few of us believe this message. So the context of Isaiah 53 is a group of believing Jews during the millennial reign of Christ who look back in retrospect to the crucifixion of Christ and ask, "Who has believed our message?" And what we find as we read Isaiah 53 is their lament, their sad song, their regret and confession that the nation of Israel did not repent of sin. Instead, their forefathers and foremothers rejected Christ with such severity that they had Jesus killed. Furthermore, believing Jews in the millennium will ask in Isaiah 53:1, "And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Well, this speaks of God's decisive action and power intervening in history to bring deliverance from evil, to reveal, to uncover Jesus as the atonement for sin. The mighty and strong arm of the Lord has brought us our Messiah, and how many of us have believed in him? Again, the answer is very, very few. And thus begins this lament, and takes us into verses 2 and 3. I hope you have followed along closely as we set the context of these verses. What was said last time and thus far this time required your concentration. I hope this made sense to you. If not, get the podcast and hear it again, or write to me with questions. I am only human, so my teaching will always be flawed, but I am asking the Holy Spirit to make this plain to you. What Isaiah has done here is to put these words into the mouths of Jews that will believe in Jesus during the still future millennium. And now let's read their confession in detail. We come now to the content. We have talked about the context, and now we dive into the content. It is the content of verses 2 and 3 that will prepare us to remember our Lord's death on Friday and his resurrection from the dead on Sunday. Let me read all of verses 2 and 3, and then we'll come back to the beginning of verse 2 and begin to work our way through this painful description of how our Lord Jesus was treated in the days leading up to and including his death. I'm reading now Isaiah chapter 53, verses 2 and 3. And I hope you can follow along in your Bible, either now or read this on your own later. Isaiah 53, verses 2 and 3. "For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we did not esteem him. Just before I share with you my first insight into verse 2, I want to make clear that while this context is how the Jews of Jesus' day treated him, I am applying this to the people of our day, both Jews and Gentiles. Anyone and everyone who does not accept Christ as their Savior from sin and as their Lord. These verses do have application to any one of you listening who have yet to embrace Jesus as your Savior and as your King. And certainly the treatment Jesus received as described here is equally descriptive of how our broader culture treats Christ. When we hear what unbelievers think of Jesus, this is what we hear. The first insight I want to leave with you is that Jesus is rejected because he was not born into prominence. Jesus is rejected because he was not born into prominence. The first part of verse 2 speaks of the circumstances of Christ's birth and his years of growing up. For he grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of parched ground. He grew up, meaning Jesus, the boy grew up before him, meaning God. Jesus was a baby. He grew into boyhood, then adulthood on earth, and before his Father in heaven. And how did Jesus grow up? Isaiah writes that it was as a tender shoot, like a root out of parched ground. Now that is very interesting indeed, and we will discover what this means when you join me again tomorrow. We have discussed the context of Isaiah 53, and now we move into the content. Join me all this week as we remember our Lord right here on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.